agriculture. It's food for life. As we talk more with the movers and shakers of our ag industry about what agriculture means to them. Good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network. We start out with the president of the Nebraska Cattlemen's Association, Mike Drennan, as he talks to me about the importance of agriculture to him and his family.
Well, it's been something I've been involved with all my life, Susan, and it's about the family, and it's about how it was brought down, you know, from my grandfather to my, well, actually my great-grandfather, my grandfather, my father, and now myself, and now to our sons. So, and that goes on across agriculture, across our great state. So that's one of the biggest things that we see.
So I asked him what he sees as the benefit of agriculture and the cattle industry, not only to his family and those involved, but to those that have no ties to ag.
Well, as you know, agriculture is our number one industry in the state of Nebraska. And being involved in the beef part of that, beef is the biggest part of that agriculture movement. So it's a big part of our family, and it's a big part of the revenue that comes into the state. As you know, that one in four jobs are created with agriculture. So it's a big thing. We make a big impact, and it's something that it helps with our development of our state, and hopefully as we continue to grow and provide opportunities for other families that want to come into our state.
Mark McCarg is vice president of the Nebraska Farm Bureau. For him, it's a multi-generational involvement in agriculture.
Well, I think Nebraska agriculture is just really diverse. I mean, when you look at one end of the state to the other end of the state, we have 30-some inches of rainfall to 12 inches of rainfall, and so we just cover a lot of commodities, but really the breadbasket, the big deals of wheat and corn and soybeans and hogs and cattle, and really now chickens in Nebraska, it's just a good feeling to be in the middle of the products that really feed the world.
And his family's in a variety of different forms of that.
Right, absolutely. I mean, we're pork producers, but we also grow corn, soybeans, popcorn. We're also doing some organic crops, and so I'm fourth generation. My son that's farming on the other side of town is fifth generation, so there's a lot of joy in just seeing an operation grow and develop over time and to be just a good business as well. I think Nebraska does agriculture really, really well, and as one of the leaders in agriculture, I'm there to ensure that we keep doing it well for a long time.
And for Steve Martin, executive director of AFAN, he says agriculture is the base of Nebraska.
Nebraska is definitely an agricultural state. We've got all the natural resources, crops, water, open space, and hardworking people to attract new businesses, especially value-added, that work with the products that we grow here. On the livestock side of things, we've got a tremendous opportunity to grow the poultry sector, the dairy sector. We continue to grow the beef sector year after year, and then the swine sector also is just seeing growth year after year too, and there's a lot of interest in from that sector moving into Nebraska because, again, we've got open space from a biosecurity standpoint, all the feed that they could want, water, and again, hardworking people.
You can follow along with the stories and the celebrations throughout this week by using the hashtag AgDay19. You can see what those are doing all across the nation and in D.C. to celebrate this industry we're all a part of. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.